joined in studio with the Oxley family, owners and creators of BackyardShedStore.com, storage solutions for your home, castle, or cabin, whatever the case may be. Number of different examples and scenarios we've talked about in our final segment here. What's your last closing word? If you wanted one takeaway for people to remember, what would that be?
One takeaway. I think probably the most common feedback we get from customers after they buy a shed and happy with the delivery, they'll call us in 6 months and say, "Hey, I wish I would have gotten a bigger shed."
Well, when you said 4x8, I thought, man, I can't believe you went that small.
Yeah.
You got three boys. I know you need the storage.
We use it for our yard tools and accessories in the back and grilling stuff. So it's surprising how much you can actually get in, even that size of a unit. So I think if it was up to Rach, though, we probably would have another shed.
Now, what would go in that shed, Rachel?
Well, I think, like for me, just having our garage back. Right now we have so much extra, stuff in our garage, being able to get to things that we want, different hobby tools, things like that, just easier access. The boys' bikes are in the garage, and maybe having them out of there. Reclaiming our garage is what I want.
Yeah, and I would say in my experience of visiting homeowners throughout Arizona for the last 40 years, I would say conservatively 50% of the garages I've ever seen are virtually unusable. Mm. And they store a couple $100 worth of stuff while their $30,000 car is outside.
Sitting outside.
It's crazy. And our garage really was the teenager overflow room.
Yeah.
I mean, there were many nights in there. That's where all the teenagers and the youth group and everybody else was in there playing ping pong or playing music and doing
clogging.
Man, I lost it.
You clogged?
No, I don't clog. Clog.
Our two youngest girls did.
The garage floor is sloped. I don't clog on sloped floors. But the garage for us has always been a usable, livable, overflow room. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That you can park your cars in.
Yep.
It's not right now.
I was going to say, until recently, we need a shed. We'll be calling you.
It's kind of Santa's workshop, just right now.
Yeah, too cold to be working at the North Pole, so he's down here in Phoenix.
Right.
And again, you can see these. Y'all have a few locations throughout Arizona: Flagstaff, Mayer, and then Tonopah and the West Valley of Phoenix. You can go to BackyardShedStore.com, kind of browse through what styles and options. And, there is a lot of potential. We had talked about the guy wanting to know about living and running water and plumbing drainage to it. All those things are possible. But I was even looking at this. We're getting ready to do a siding project at our home. I mean, you could put a brick veneer siding on this if you're trying to get a ranch-style look. I mean, the barn by itself is already close enough, but a brick veneer would really touch off a nice ranch-style compliment.
Yep, we don't offer that. And have we had anybody do that, Rach?
We've had people use stucco, they'll get them and then they'll put the stucco on to match their home. But I don't know about the other
brick veneer. Yeah.
So the options once it's at your home are pretty much endless.
Yeah.
Of what you want to add on yourself and however you want to use or repurpose that storage space. Ours would definitely be a tack shed, and Rosie mentioned a hobby. We'd put a bench in there for all of our different leather projects that we constantly always have something we're making out of leather.
Yeah.
Right. That is often on the kitchen table.
I live in a neighborhood where they have houses that were built in the 60s that have carports. And one of them, might be me, has a shed that is built inside the carport. Mm. So it's already sharing the ceiling of the carport. Could you design a shed just under a carport, let's put it that way, since you already have a roof?
Yeah, we have. We've done several of those. They're a little bit tricky to get in because people want as much storage as possible, and they want the clearances as small as possible, and that makes it a little bit of a challenge. But We've gotten them in with you know, within half an inch of the ceiling, and yeah.
And you guys make all these sheds right here locally in Arizona.
We do. Yep, locally owned and operated. Yep.
The X, Y, and Z axis. Getting as much as you can fit in as tight a spot as you can. And then the whole trick, Jennifer's got someone that's coming in a little bit next week about tips on organizing. Mm-hmm. So once you've got the space, don't use it to increase your clutter.
Exactly.
Use it to regain your life.
Yep. You have to be really objective about what you really do use. And she'll give us all kinds of tips on how to sort through that. Mm-hmm.
She said, don't keep things that have sentimental value. I went through my clothes closet and I said, 2/3 of these clothes are LSU jerseys that are hanging up here. I haven't
worn them. With holes and stains.
I haven't worn them for 20 years. That's the only reason they're here is the sentimental value.
It's got just the right name on it of just that right player who was there at just that right time.
That's right.
Has your Joe Burrow one arrived yet?
No, because I want the one that's spelled G-E-A-U-S.
X. Yes. Got to get that.
So, all right. Now, and then you were talking about decluttering, and one thing in, one thing out, I think is our topic for next Saturday. So, it's not... these sheds aren't designed to increase your clutter. It's to organize
right.
what you have.
Yeah. I think that's really, really important.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's
for your own sanity.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we were discussing this the other day. Most, you know, people have a lot of stuff. And, you know, it's stuff that you don't want to throw away because you are going to probably be using it in a year or two, maybe 3 years. But you want to have easy access to it, or you may as well not have it at all, and the sheds help provide that solution.
Backyardsheds.com. Robert, Rachel, Oxley, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.
Yeah, thank you guys.